Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is the president and CEO of Development Specialists Incorporated, DSI.biz. I encourage you to check out that website and find his writings. He's a global thinker, a world traveler, a problem solver without peer, and we've been fortunate to have him as be part of our world now for 22 years. Bill Brandt, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be here, and good morning to your listeners.
It's good to have you back, and also, folks, a very well connected, but kind of not highly visible mover and shaker in the political world. Hey, Bill. One of the things I've been saying as a conservative, as a marketplace guy, which means that I'm not a big admirer of President Biden's policies, is that whatever he wants to get done is going to have to happen this year, because not much gets done by anybody in an election year. So 2021 is his window. He's already gotten some things through, and they're working on some other things. Can you give us a report on what's left to be done, and what's handicap the chances of anything more happening?
Sure, I think that perhaps as music to your conservative ears, I would tell you that I think the bulk of what he can get done has already been done. I think the infrastructure bill, which is the next big thing that they're still talking about, but. Jim, in fairness, they've been talking about it now for 3 or 4 months.
Right.
They really have a deadline if they want to do this by about mid-June or so, before the summer recess and the rest of it. It is clear that the two sides are very far apart in terms of the size of the bill. And I think unless there's a substantial accommodation on Biden's part to lower the expenditures, I think that bill has to pass with Democratic support only, and I'm not sure, given the current makeup of the Senate, whether he'll get some of the more moderate Democrats to vote
right.
with him on that.
So, and it's not just Manchin, is it?
No, it's Semina of Arizona and a few others. You know, and of course, as the conservatives always say, and perhaps rightly so, how are we going to pay for this? And, mm-hmm. and the package does include, on a related basis, some cuts in the, some expansion in the capital gains tax, an expansion in the corporate tax, and probably at the top end for individuals, some new income taxes.
But you don't see that. You don't see the taxes getting raised this year, do you?
I see some taxes getting raised if they do this. I do not see individual rates taking much of a hit. I do think that capital gains and perhaps inheritance taxes, as well as perhaps the corporate tax, might move a bit, but nothing as dramatic as originally proposed. And I think in some cases they might be artificially low. So that doesn't trouble me. As you know, there's a lot of things to pay for. We've got a big deficit. But I think the answer to your question is, I think the biggest part of his agenda happened in his first 100 days, and hereafter things get to be a bit of a slog. And as you so correctly point out, by the time we're back for the fall, we are already well into the throes of the 2022 election.
So you're saying, I've been giving him the rest of the year. You're saying he's really got till August 1st, probably.
Labor Day. Yeah, I think so. And remembering that Labor Day or the first couple of weeks of the fall come after the historically, the Congress takes a summer vacation.
Right.
So I think that meaningful legislation has about 5 or 6 months to pass, if that. And frankly, there isn't going to be much of it. I think the infrastructure bill and the taxes are where they are. There's a lot of talk, right, as you know, about H1, which is the voting bill in the House.
Yep.
There's a lot of animosity and anger on both sides.
That's DOA, isn't it?
I don't know if it's DOA, but under the present circumstances, it's certainly not going to attract any Republican adherence, and so especially on the on the heels of the laws being changed in Georgia, Florida, and now Texas. So there's a great deal of things that have been sketched out, as you point out in your opener. What can actually get done appears to be becoming slimmer and slimmer.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that it's not going to be as much fun for Mr. Biden for the rest of the year. And
I think, as people point out, Jim, that the first 100 days are a honeymoon.
Yeah.
The second 100 days are either the crucible of whether things get done.
Right.
And
yeah.
Right now we're in the middle of that, and not much is getting done.
And the honeymoon is over. And
hold on,
Bill. I got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Bill Brandt and talk some more about this after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.